Happy Friday. Happy International Women's Day. Today is a very special day for the Fit Mom community as we are launching the Fit Mom Society. So if you want to become a founding member, this episode is for you. You have until midnight tonight to join us. All the links are in the show notes for you to sign up and register today as a founding member. And inside this podcast, we give you all the details. If you know somebody who needs to be a part of this community or needs this community, please share it with them. And don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and share the show.
When you look good, you feel good. Uh-huh. That's the only way I feel you should. Coulda, woulda, never did it for you. Gotta do it for the love. Do it for the culture. Feel it in your soul, life like a roller coaster. Got its ups and its downs, but you gotta keep going. Don't stop when you still got motion. Stay dedicated, daily devotion.
Happy Friday, everyone.
Yeah, it is.
It's a big day for the Fit Mom community.
It's launch day.
It is launch day, and it's International Women's Day, so happy Women's Day. I like Women's Day better than I like Valentine's Day.
Yes, I like Women's Day too, because we hold the world together, in my opinion. I'm just saying. I actually saw a really funny reel this morning that I sent to my sister, and it was, I forget who it was being interviewed, but he was being interviewed on like a late night talk show, and he was like, being a dad's kind of like being a second string quarterback, like... They're on the team, but, you know, when they go in, everyone's nervous and they're kind of like, when's the starter coming back? I was like, this is because, I know you have an amazing husband. I have an amazing husband, but it's still the case in my world, at least, and in my household. Like I keep the household together, and I'm not afraid to say that. And my husband's amazing. And I think he would say the exact same thing. In terms of remembering everything.
I would say I do not feel that way here. I feel like it's more like 50-50 for us, but we only have one child. So I feel like if there was more.
In terms of like remembering all the little things, the Valentine's, the birthday parties, the gift, like all of those things. Yeah. And I feel like that's a big piece of, in the young ages of childhood, I'll say that.
I think I have more fun with it than they do. Like I made cupcakes for the class and I put like, so I got my, icing thing out and I put like, I made 12 and I did LOVE at the top and then XOXO and then hearts at the bottom, put like all these cute sprinkles and stuff. And I had so much fun with it, but I'm like, and then the teacher was like, these are awesome. Thank you so much. But like I had more fun with that than, I mean, Marcus just wants to eat the icing, right? Like, let's be honest. Yes. So, but yeah, I think those are definitely the fun things. And I like, you know, in terms of all of the activities that we're doing, I think Art and Marcus will definitely do more of like, mm-hmm. I think he's going to do like jiu-jitsu and stuff like that. Cause we're going to,
I think I might get Carson into karate.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think he's going to be 5 for jiu-jitsu or MMA. Art, is it MMA or jiu-jitsu? Jiu-jitsu. Yeah. He's got to be 5. So he can't start till the summertime. Mm-hmm. We were going to do like the T-ball and all that stuff. I said, fuck that.
We're doing T-ball. I mean, Nick played baseball in college. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He loves baseball.
Marcus is so good at it, but exactly what you described in terms of everybody everywhere all the time. And he doesn't want to.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Carson wants to do it with grandpa. But yeah, so we're doing jiu-jitsu and then he's got ninjas and he's got swim and all the other stuff. So
yeah, it's a lot. We're doing the ninja class and then I want to get him into gymnastics. I think gymnastics is such a good young growth and development. Mm-hmm. We'll definitely see. But we want to talk about the launch really fast before we dive in, because today is the launch of the Fit Mom Society, our online portal that is a private membership society that you gain access to lots of things. So you will get monthly course launches. We're going to be launching courses basically on the monthly, which is a lot on our end, but we want to bring the value. We want to bring helpful information to you guys, understanding to different topics, knowledge, application, exclusive trainings every week, Q&A recordings every week. You'll be able to submit questions. It's kind of like a little, how I explain it is it's kind of like a Facebook page that you can post to and we'll reply. We'll have monitors in there in terms of, you know, our team and support system that will answer things, PDFs that you can download and use to help with meal prep and stress and, you know, different types of supplements and all that kind of stuff. So I'm super excited. It's basically private access to us, and it's a great option if you maybe aren't ready to dive into one-on-one coaching, or you can't afford it yet, or you just want to get to know us better and you want to get to know Fit Mom and our team of practitioners and be a part of something. Because that's the biggest thing for me is, and what we're going to talk about today a little bit on the podcast, is having that community and that support system is one of the biggest problems and roadblocks a lot of our clients feel like they have, is they don't have that at home, or they don't have a group of all their friends want to drink and stay up late, right?
Their husband doesn't get it, or, yep. you know, maybe they have kids in different seasons. Like I always say to my clients, like, listen, I have 1 5-year-old. I don't know what it's like to have a 10 and a 12-year-old, but I know many of my clients do, right? And so you guys could feed off of each other. Like, hey, what did you do? Or many of our practitioners who have older kids, like, hey, any tips? Like we don't know everything, and we don't claim to know everything. And so I'm excited for that aspect. And then I think too, when we think about in terms of like social media, Facebook or Instagram or wherever it is, like I know for me, I use that as a place of business. Like I'm not there looking at every single like comment and replying to every single thing. Like I try, but at the end of the day, like I also have other, you know, things that I'm serving my clients and my community. And so if there's, you know, things that you want direct answers to beyond just like tips or reels that we post, like that's where you're going to get it inside the community. Cause it's there. And then we have our assistants and our other practitioners, you know, helping us with that and monitoring that. Because ultimately we want to give you the most value that we possibly can. And Instagram is Instagram. Right? Like if I post a reel and there's 100 comments on there, most of them are not going to be, you know, getting answers because I'm only one person, and this is just not, that's not the place for that. So I'm really excited. I think it'll be great. And then the coolest thing that I'm excited about too is like maybe having some little challenges with y'all in there, you know, in terms of like, for me, I'm doing a 30-day challenge for myself with my reds and my greens because I haven't been great about doing it every day diligently. And so little things like that, like what is it that you need support with? Having little quizzes or polls in there so that we can deliver you the content that you want. And again, maybe you meet other people who are in your, you know, community, in your area. Maybe you meet a mom and you guys start to have coffee together, or you go work out together, or go for a walk, or do something healthy, you know, for yourselves. I think that is, you know, really what we want, because I know that it can be really challenging in a world where some people want to avoid social media because of all of the shit that's on there. Mm-hmm. There's an amazing side of it. And then there's also a lot of things that I personally don't go and scroll because I don't want to feel more anxious or more stressed. I don't need any more of that. No, thank you. So unless it's something comedy wise, I don't really want
to
see it.
I like social media to laugh. I don't go on there to like, you know, learn about the news or anything like that. I just want it to entertain me.
The news. Nobody knows what's true and what's not.
No. I mean, I hate to even call it the news. It's like stories, made up stories that happen.
And this person's take on this situation.
Exactly. Exactly.
So no, but we just want a safe space too. Like there's no judgment. Like you're not also putting your information out there on a Facebook post. I'm Sally Sue and I'm struggling with this, you know,
yep.
Because I wouldn't want to be like completely
exposed.
Yeah. So it's for people who we want in our community too. Like I don't mm-hmm. want bots, and like, this is one thing exactly. why we definitely stepped away from the Facebook group. You know, the amount of spam, the amount of people coming on and saying you're going to win this amount of money or trying to promote. Like I saw somebody the other week, I removed her supporting and promoting Plexus, you know, trying to basically MLM and sell their products mm-hmm. to other people. We don't want any of that. None of that, please. No MLM. If there's a product that we are recommending, we know that it's third-party tested, quality verified, all that stuff. We know it works. We use it with our clients. We know there's value and it's been researched. It's not going to be the next best thing that just fell out of the sky where they stole your money and you did it and then you didn't have any results. Or you sat on 5 bags of Shakeology because it tasted like shit and you've got to unsubscribe.
Oh my goodness. So if you want to get part on it, it opens at 8 a.m. today, right? And the link is in the show notes. You also likely, hopefully, have gotten the email. And we've been talking about it for a while now. So if you missed the boat, get on the boat.
Because tomorrow it's $19.
Yes.
So you'll be a founding member. You'll also get privilege, you know, information as we start doing other launches. So I polled on my Instagram not too long ago, like, hey, like what would you, you know, like to see in terms of like Fit Mom apparel? And so maybe doing that sometime, but just so that you can really feel like you are part of something. Fit Mom mm-hmm. is not just for moms, right? It's for women. We all happen to be moms, but to me, even the name that we have, you know, for our programs are very intentional. Like this is a society. Like we mm-hmm. want you to feel like you're in that community, like the culture, right? Yep. And that you are proud of yourself, that you take care of yourself, you show up for yourself, you do hard things. You're not lazy. You're not, you know, saying I'm going to do something and then you never do it. And then you're complaining. If you're still complaining about the things that you've not done, you have no business complaining.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And it will not be a place for complaining, because that is the last thing I want, is these woe is me, let's all go and complain about this, you know, condition we have type Facebook groups that I really hate, to be honest. I think that they are
no labels.
Traps in terms of, you know, oh, a SIBO group or a, you know, menopause group where all you do is just go and complain. Like, that's not what we want in our society. We want uplifting. We want answers. We want knowledge. We want support. So you watch yourself if you're in there and you're trying to complain in there. Because I'm not going to have it.
Becca's going to be on there.
No. So
she has a bigger bark than she does a bite.
I do, but it's behind a computer. So maybe I will, I don't know. maybe I will be a keyboard warrior, but for a good cause, not for crappy cause. So in terms of kind of what we want to build on and talk about today, I think that having a bigger purpose, a group of people that are behind that same purpose, behind that same desire for fulfillment. I think a lot of times our lack of confidence is because we don't have a mission. We have a lack of a mission. We have a lack of a purpose and something that we're striving to fulfill in our lives. And in turn, we don't have anything that excites us. And so all we have to focus on are the things that are negative. And we don't have things to challenge us. And so we stay comfortable. And by staying comfortable, you stay uncomfortable. Because a lot of times you're not comfortable in that zone, in that comfort zone you've created. And you don't have anything in your day that you lay your head on your pillow at night and are like, damn, that was fulfilling. That was exciting. That made me happy. That brought me joy. And I think a lot of people have their kids, which is huge. And if that's truly fulfilling for you, like that and that alone, awesome. But I actually posted last night a picture. My mom bought me this Prayers for Mothers. Mm-hmm. And it's like a daily prayer. And I've loved them. I just started them. And I love it because they're just a little paragraph I read before bed. And yesterday's was about praying for the mom who's lost herself. And she got caught up in being the caregiver, being everything for everyone else, and not being anything for herself. And now she's lost and she doesn't have that goal anymore. She doesn't know what she wants. And she's unhappy, but she doesn't know why. You know, and we want to create a space on the community. And I think if it's not the community, then finding some type of group or support system or people in your life that are uplifting, that want for you good things. Because sadly, as a female, I feel like that's not the norm. I feel like females are catty, and there are a lot of them. And so you need to search for those ones that want you to win as much as you want to win.
Yeah. And aren't, you know, again, I just don't like when I see women like, well, what are you doing? Tell me how you did that. Like, it's almost like coming from a place of like, they're jealous that somebody looks good. Right. Or they'll have snide comments about, you know, what they did to get there. She's so vain, or she is obsessed, right? They'll put these labels, and we don't want labels for people, right? It's like, no, you work hard. Like, I want to look like I work hard. Right. And, sometimes it takes a lot longer to get there, and people don't know your story. They don't know what you go through. And so we want it to be an uplifting place. Because I do think, as I said, you know, before in another podcast this week, women are struggling, right? It is so much. Sometimes it feels like it's way too much to bear. And if you don't have a community, you don't even have somebody that you can like talk to every day, right? Like, I talked to my sisters, I talked to Becca, I talked to a couple friends, and that really helps. But at the end of the day, it's like, you've got to be intentional about doing things for yourself, doing things for you and your spouse, doing things for you and your friends, right? Like, having space, and space away from your children, space away from work, space away from family. Otherwise you lose yourself in this, the day to day. Another day went by. You haven't had sex in 6 weeks. You don't even know. You feel like it's a chore now. Like, how do I even rekindle this? Because it's been so long, right? When was the last time you hugged your spouse? When was the last time you kissed your spouse? When was the last time that you guys went on a date? Like, you did something that was adventurous, not just going out to eat. Right. And so that's what we want. Like, I want you to live a confident life, a fulfilled life, a happy life, and one that you lay your head on your pillow and you're like, I didn't want to do that workout this morning, but damn, I'm happy I did, because my muscles are starting to feel the work that I did. And then eventually it's going to pay off. And you do those things. Like, you guys know, if you've listened to us for a while, like, it's a grind, right? When you're trying to be the best in all areas of your life, and that requires boundaries, it requires discipline. It does not require motivation because no one is motivated all the time, right? Like we know that that's very, very fleeting. Think maybe one out of every 10 workout, you're going to feel super motivated to go in and pumped up and excited. Maybe six of those workouts you go in and you're like, I'm happy I'm here today, but like not my best performance. And then the other three absolutely just dragging your ass to the gym and you don't want to be there. And so somebody there to say like, hey, girlfriend, like good job, like high five to you. You showed up and that's what matters. And so that's what we're really hoping because I think women need community. They need to be able to have some of these conversations and be able to make some of the shifts in their mindset, especially if they live rural, right? Like you maybe don't have a gym, you don't have a gym community. Maybe you don't have friends that are like-minded like you or that are struggling with the things that you are. So you feel so isolated. We hear this a lot from women, mainly because men don't understand. Let's just say that. Men just don't understand, right? They try and they can be very empathetic maybe or sympathetic, but they just don't fully understand. And so if you have somebody that is like you going through what you're going through, you're walking a path, you know, and they are as well, like they get it and you can lean on each other and you can encourage each other. And so that's what we're hoping. You know, if that sounds like something that you want, that you're looking for in your life, the link is in the show notes. You've got till midnight tonight. If you hear this episode later on, I apologize. It is $19 a month. If you are not a founding member, and then if you know somebody who needs this, have them, you know, reach out and, you know, they can become a founding member as well. There's no like fancy, you know, qualifications or anything. And then you can also, you know, cancel at any time, but we hope that you guys find value in it, that you participate, that you encourage one another, and that you also write in with your requests on things that we can help you with. So with that, happy International Women's Day, high five a girl in your area, encourage and uplift somebody. And we will be back on Monday. Put a smile on your face. Never let them take your joy away. Let the sunshine make your day. Take your hand of your loved one and dance the night away. Or get away and escape on a vacay. Life's a marathon, not a relay. It's up to you to do what you love to do. Let no one stop you.